Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are speeding towards the end of Masechah Sanhedrin. We are in the last three Mishnayos, so we'll be doing two today and one tomorrow. We're in the 11th chapter, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and He. So wrapping up our discussion of the Zaken Mamre, the elder who goes against the ruling of the Sanhedrin, Eima misanoso loba beizdin shebeiro veloba beizdin shebeyavne ela malinoso la beizdin hagadol shebeirushalayim. The Zaken Mamre, the rebellious elder, is not executed in the court in his town, nor is he executed in the Sanhedrin in Yavne, but he must be brought to the beizdin hagadol, to the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. Now let's take a quick look in the Bartnura, who will explain the situation here. Veloba beizdin shebeyavne, not in the court in Yavne. Sha'olu lebeizdin shebelishkas hagazis v'amrulo. So the case here is that they brought him to the Sanhedrin that was in the Lishkas Hagazis on the Temple Mount, and they instructed him that what he was teaching was wrong and don't do that no more. V'chazer le'iro, so he goes back home. V'shah sham yamim rabim, and he lives there for a long time. Achagalsa Sanhedrin Gedola LeYavne, until the time when the Sanhedrin was exiled from Yerushalayim and they ended up in Yavne. The Acharkach Haraki Batchila, and after this he resumed teaching what he had taught previously. So when he got warned by the Sanhedrin, he went to the Sanhedrin in their proper place in the Lishkas Hagazis in Yerushalayim, but when he resumed, they had already been exiled to Yavne. Ein mamisinoso biYavne. So he would not be executed by the court in Yavne, even though there's still a Sanhedrin and even though the temple is still standing. Because the Sanhedrin is not in its proper place, the place that God designated it should be, Belishkas Hagazis, which is in that chamber in the temple. And a quick detour into the Tosfos Yontiv, the Tanya. Because the Torah tells us, El Hamakom, you should go to the place that God will designate, Melamed Shehamakom Gorem. So we see that the Sanhedrin being in this particular location is an inherent component of the law of the Zaken Mamre. Resuming back in the Mishnah, Umashamrinoso Ad Haregel, and they lock him up, they keep him under watch until Yontiv, Umamisnoso Beregel, and then he's executed on Chol HaMoed, when everyone comes to Yerushalayim for the holiday, so he would be executed when everyone's in town. Shenamar, because the Torah tells us, V'chol ha'am yishmu v'yiru, v'lo yezidun od. So basically the people should hear about it, it should be well publicized, they should see it, and this shouldn't happen anymore. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein ma'anen es dino shel zeh, his execution is not delayed. But rather he's executed right away, just like anyone else who commits a capital crime. And they write a proclamation, and they send it out all over the country, each ploni ben each ploni nischayev misa v'beizdin, saying that this person, they give his name, his father's name, that he became subject to the death penalty in the courts. Mishnehei. Now we're speaking of the Navi Sheker, the false prophet, someone who claims to have received a prophecy that he did not. Navi HaSheker, HaMisnavi Alma Shelo Shama, Uma Shelo Nemarlo, the false prophet who prophesizes on something that was not heard or on something that was not said to him. Misaso Bidei Adam, he is executed by the courts. Of a Hakovesh es Nevuaso, but one who receives a legitimate prophecy and chooses to withhold it. Bamavasar al Divrei Hanavi, and one who ignores the commands of a prophet. Venavi Shavar al Divrei Atzmo, and a prophet who neglects to fulfill his own prophecy. Misasam bidei Shemayim. All of these are executed by heaven. Shenamar, as the Torah tells us, Anochi Edrosh Mimo. I will require it of him. So God takes care of these personally. And in Tanakh, we see an example of each of these in practice. Perhaps the most famous is the case of Yonah, the prophet who was swallowed by a large fish. He did not want to share the prophecy that God told him, so he's an example of a Navi who withheld his prophecy. And in the book of Malachim, we see the case of an unnamed prophet who was told not to go back the way he came and not to eat anything on the journey, and he allowed someone to persuade him into coming for a meal. So he was a prophet who did not listen to his own prophecy, and he was killed by a lion. And also in Sefer Malachim, the Book of Kings, one prophet told a person to strike him. He needed to be struck for whatever reason, and the person refused to do it, and he was likewise killed by a lion. So we see that in these cases where prophets don't listen to themselves, or they won't share their prophecy, or people won't listen to what the prophets tell them, then there is a divine retribution, but not a court-imposed retribution. Let us look in the Barton Uro. So we said that the Navi Sheker is someone who gives a prophecy that was not heard or that wasn't said to him. So what's the difference between these cases? So Mashalo Shama, which was not heard. Mashalo Nemar B'Nevua L'Shum Navi Ba'olam. It wasn't said to any prophet in the world. No one heard this prophecy from God because God never said it to anyone. As opposed to the case of something that was not said to him, Shenemar L'Chaveru V'Lo Lo, something that was said to another prophet, but it wasn't said to him. V'Shama Mipi Chaveru, and he hears it from his friend, Uba Ba'amar Shenemar Lo, and he goes and he says that it was said to him. Shnei Elu Nevi'e HaSheker. Each of these is a case of Navi Sheker. They're different in the details, but they both are false prophets. U'Misasan B'Chenek. And for each of these, the penalty is strangulation. Dichsiv, as we see in the Torah, Ach HaNavi Asher Yazi L'Daber Dover B'Shmi, someone who presumes to speak in God's name, which is not true. This is someone who prophesies something that was never said. Asher lo tzivisav, that which I, God, did not command him. Holachaveru tzivisav, but rather that his friend, another prophet, was commanded it. Zehamisnabe mashalo nemarlo, this is someone who prophesies what wasn't said to him, v'nemarlo chaveru, but rather was said to another person. Umes hanavi hahu, so that prophet shall die, again that's the Torah speaking. V'kol misaha mura b'torah stam, any death penalty that's stated in the Torah without specifying what it is, the default death penalty is chenek, is strangulation. But the prophet who will not share his prophecy, or who won't follow his prophecy, or who someone else won't follow prophecy, misasim bidei shamayim, they get death at the hands of heaven, dichsiv, because the Torah says, v'haya ish asher lo yishma el devarai, the person who will not listen to my words, Karibe lo yishma, someone who won't listen. V'karibe lo yishmia, he won't cause to be heard. V'karibe lo yishma hu atzmo al devarai, and he himself won't listen to it. Hare shloshtan bechlal. So this verse includes all three of these scenarios. Uksiv anochi edrosh me'imo bidei shemayim. So the Torah says, I will require it of him, meaning a divine punishment. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow when we will complete the Masechta and begin Maseches Makos.